Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
10 minutes it is to 5 o'clock. It's a Thursday morning, the 29th of September. Well, retrenchment cover is probably more important now than ever before. Let's find out why from the head of expansion and wellness at F&B, Hilda Tsibande. Hilda, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Retrenchment cover, I suppose, is exactly that, where you take out insurance in lieu of a possibility of being retrenched. Why is it important now, do you think?
So I think what we've seen firsthand, especially over the COVID and pandemic period, is that a person losing their inability to earn has very widespread consequences, especially in the event that they are the breadwinner of their families. So I think it's very opportune for customers to really consider this insurance cover, just to ensure that they do not lose that ability to earn an income and continue providing for their families. And I mean, it spans beyond just the retrenchment component, but also that they don't default on their credit commitments that they may have. So it is a very relevant cover that's coming from the pandemic, but even post-pandemic is something that customers really do need to consider and make a standing solution in their lives.
No, absolutely. Now, typically, retrenchment insurance involves what? How? Because my understanding is that you can only be insured for 6 months after the date of retrenchment, right?
So it actually depends on the cover. So some solutions would span 6 to 12 months. But maybe if I can give a bit of background in terms of how or what it is exactly. So to your point earlier, it really is any solution that provides that financial support in the event of unforeseen loss due to the inability to earn an income, mainly retrenchment. Typically, a lot of the retrenchment insurance solutions that we've been seeing basically provide you some sort of a cover for an agreed payout, an agreed amount of time should you get retrenched. So the time and amount are typically specified in the insurance policy, and that can be the 6 month period or the 12 month period. What we've seen is that many insurance companies actually do not offer retrenchment as a standalone insurance policy. So some insurers actually include it as a benefit on other forms of insurance, such as car and home insurance, or even life insurance. So I mean, if you actually look at how it works, the retrenchment cover itself. So basically, it really covers that insured salary in the event that they lose the inability to earn an income. But how it works from a policyholder perspective is that in the event that they are forced to leave their job as a result of, for example, economic pressures necessitating the downsizing of a company or saving some costs, then the insurance company would pay out for the portion of insured salary for a limited time. And again, then that also depends on whether it's a 6 month or a 12 month period. And the payout for the 6 month period allows for the insured to cover living expenses, obligations that they may have, and ensure that they do not default on payments and lose their assets. So it's a very opportune and relevant insurance solution that a lot of providers have been looking to provide extensively for their policyholders. Yes.
Yeah. Some other insurers refer to it as income protection, for example. So it covers retrenchment should you fall ill, for example, and you're not able to return to work beyond the, I think it's 30 days of sick leave that you're allowed in a 3 year cycle, and so forth and so forth. Can I ask, What is the rationale behind the cap being at 70% of your taxable salary? And I appreciate that it does depend on your cover, but generally it's accepted that you'll only be paid up to 70% of your taxable income.
Yes. So I think that replacement ratio, and to your point, it does really depend on the premium that the customer pays. But I think for a lot of policyholders, we've actually seen that's typically a sufficient amount to cover the expenses that they may have. And it actually also instills that, what do you call this, like that ability, or at least a need for them to want to go back to employment. So typically when you provide like 100% replacement cover, which would basically be you getting the exact salary before you retrench to post-retrenchment, what we've seen is that customers may not have that desire, or at least like that eagerness to go back to employment. Whereas I think when it is At 70%, it's not only sufficient to cover your living expenses and some of your installments, etc., but it also like allows you to want to go back to employment and actually contributing to just the well-being of the economy. So I think for us, it's the 70% was really based on experience that we've actually picked it there. But I mean, some customers can opt for more, and that would basically be a higher premium, for example. Some would opt for less, given that is really what they can afford at that time. So I think it's really also a customer choice, but it is 70% has been seen, and I think for a lot of providers, it has been seen as almost the industry norm for sufficient cover in terms of your living expenses and similar.
No, for sure. And as with any financial solution, you probably need to review it every year, because once again, when I took out income protection cover, which was several years ago, the amount detailed could be very different from what is the reality for me now. And I would need on an annual basis actually review that figure and make sure that I'm adequately covered.
100%. So I think that is a very important time. I think just given the fact that it's spring, and you know, we've all spring cleaning our finances, it is also an opportune time to just review all your insurance solutions, actually make sure you're covered adequately from morbidity, mortality, even retrenchment perspective. It's such a critical exercise to be doing, like reviewing your budget. Where can you save from a cash flow perspective, and where do you need to actually review your cover to ensure that you're also not underinsured, which is another situation that we've been seeing a lot of our customers being in. Ideally, we want our customers to be adequately covered and to make sure that in the event that something happens to them, their families and beneficiaries are well catered for. So I think it's very, very critical, like to your point, to have that review and to do it frequently as well. And even in the event that your health has deteriorated, I think we cannot discount that. And the importance of you just alerting your insurer of any changes to your health, just to make sure that they also support you on this journey and make sure that you are on the appropriate cover going forward.
No, for sure. It's the Ned Davis research that is saying that there's a 98.1% chance of a global recession. That's according to their probability models, saying that warning lights are flashing in the global economy as high inflation, drastic rate hikes, and the war in Ukraine continues to take its toll. So if you ever thought of, call it retrenchment cover, call it income protection, this is a time to really start putting it into place. And we'll certainly advise you to go to your financial advisor and have that conversation. Hilda, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Africa.
Hilda Nzimande is the head of expansion and wellness at FNB, talking to us about why it's more important now than ever before for you to consider retrenchment cover.